Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Been a nice day today. Really has been. We'll get with Austin and get the latest on the projected weather, 5 days out or so, and we'll look at the weather. But first, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Eaves confirmed he has no plans to restrict public demonstrations at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. This comes after an altercation during the past weekend. Pensacola amended its graffiti ordinance, by the way, years ago to exempt the structure from any defacement rules. Now, Reeve said the city does not require a permit for demonstration and really isn't sure a permit regime would withstand legal scrutiny.
Number two.
And a second individual has been arrested in connection with that graffiti bridge incident regarding the Charlie Kirk situation. 49-year-old Larry Wayne Hopkins voluntarily surrendered to the Pensacola Police Department, and he's been charged with felony battery. Previously, Troy Groh was booked into Escambia County Jail on identical felony battery charges.
Number three.
NAC forecasters saying Atlantic activity a little up after Tropical Storm Gabrielle formed Wednesday. Models predict it's going to stall off the U.S. coastline with no impact on Florida. Another wave has low development potential, and the Gulf of America should remain absolutely quiet for the next week or so.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the American Magic Race Team getting moved into their new facilities at the Port of Pensacola. COO Tyson Lamont provided an update on the project.
We've been able to hire locals. We've been able to start the relationship with Pensacola State, with UWF, and ultimately the more mature all these relationships come, the better that it's going to be for American Magic and also for the community. Because in the past, we've come here, we've done our sailing, and we've left. And we've never had the opportunity to open the doors up and to offer jobs to locals. And when we went to Barcelona, we had four people from Pensacola. And when you go next door right now, I think we've probably got 14 or 15 already, which are locals that, you know, have come from the high schools in town to the community college or the university. And now we have the opportunity to offer them roles in the team.
Okay, 6:15, News Radio 92.3. As promised, Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty eventful day on the roads, but it has died down over the course of the last, I don't know, 20-25 minutes or so. It's looking pretty clear right now as well. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. If I had to warn you about one spot, it would probably be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, so be on the lookout for that. But that's just a small wave of congestion. As for your weather, 84 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear is what it's been for the last several days. May see some cloud action come in, but no rainfall chances by any stretch of the imagination. And starting tomorrow, heading into your next work week, highs ranging anywhere from 89 to 93 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's based on economic development, not only in Northwest Florida, but on a statewide level as well, and even on a national and worldwide level, if you want to go to those areas of definition. What I'm talking about, Pegasus Laboratories expanding the facility here in Pensacola. Now, today, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the Ellison Industrial Park, supported by a $2.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. The expansion aims to improve veterinary product production and animal health care. Pretty exciting stuff going on over there. CEO Steve Clifford.
Just to give you a sense of magnitude on what we're investing in here, we've spent over $7 million to date. We're going to end up spending somewhere between 45 and 50 by the time we're done. We'll end up hiring an additional 70 people by the time we're done. And these are all high-skilled science jobs, R&D, regulatory quality, all highly skilled, along with our manufacturing people that need to be highly skilled with their hands. It's going to create a lot of really, really good jobs that benefit the community, and equally importantly, or maybe I would say more importantly, it benefits us because it's a big investment we're making into our people for their future.
Okay, Clifford says Pegasus is extremely important to the veterinary world.
We are an innovative companion animal pharmaceutical company. So we research and develop new treatments for canines, cats, and horses. And we've had terrific success. We've more than doubled the revenues of this company. And that means, again, we've added a lot of jobs already, and we spent a lot of money here and invest in the community with other partners to achieve that research and development goal.
And by the way, no word on the status of hiring that staff for the companies. We'll just keep you posted on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer warning gun owners not to brandish their weapons recklessly. His stern message comes after open carry became legal in Florida. Uthmeyer says protecting your family is more important now than ever, but he says that doesn't mean gun owners can be careless. He asked law enforcement and prosecutors to stop enforcing the open carry ban last week, following a ruling by a Florida appeals court that deemed the ban unconstitutional.
Something went terribly wrong down in Central Florida and Orlando, a theme park. We're talking about Universal here, by the way. A guest died after riding a newly opened roller coaster down there. Evan Brown has this report from Miami.
A guest at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe was taken to a hospital after becoming unresponsive following a ride on the new Stardust Racers roller coaster. That guest died at the hospital. Deputies are now investigating. Universal Orlando issued a statement promising their cooperation and extending their condolences to the guest's family. The ride will remain closed for the time being. Stardust Racers opened this past May with speeds faster than 60 miles an hour and reaching heights over 130 feet. Epic Universe is a new section of the Universal Resort with areas themed on franchises like Harry Potter and Nintendo games. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And superstar singer and songwriter Ed Sheeran headed to the Sunshine State next year. He'll kick off the 26-date run on June 13th in Arizona, but he will make back-to-back stops in Hollywood, Florida on October 29th and 30th, and a stop in Tampa on November 7th. Fans can register now for a pre-sale that starts the 23rd of September, and they can go to sale for general public on September 26th.
Interesting performer. I'd like to see one of his shows, actually. Florida man uses his last words to insist he was absolutely innocent just before he was put to death. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
64-year-old David Pittman was put to death by lethal injection, Florida's record 12th execution of the year. His final breaths included a protest that he was innocent, the state going through with it after a last-minute appeal to the United States Supreme Court failed. Witnesses fingered Pittman as running from the scene after his wife's immediate family was slaughtered and their home and car set on fire. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, followed by some national headlines for you. And then we'll send you off into the bottom of our news update from Fox. All that and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I know you think you got your own bag, but believe me, baby, when I tell you, your thing is a drag.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3, the job market held up better than expected last week. Jenny Casola all over the story for you.
The Federal Reserve was looking at cooling in the job market as it lowered interest rates this week and made plans for more cuts. However, layoffs apparently moderated last week. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 33,000 to 231,000. Both new claims and continuing claims were below expectations. Those remaining on benefits in the week ending September 6th also declined by 7,000 to 1.92 million. Continuing claims declined to a 52-year low of 1.3 million back in June of 2022. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Big day for the markets. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks closing at record highs as investors weighed the Fed's latest moves on interest rates. On Wednesday, the central bank delivered its first quarter point rate cut of the year, and a majority of Fed policymakers are expecting two more rate cuts this year. Tech stocks were the best performers in boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ for its 27th record close of the year, while consumer staples and energy lagged. And Intel stock surged 23% after NVIDIA announced a $5 billion investment in the struggling chipmaker. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, United Health, McDonald's, and Visa. The Dow rising 124 points, the NASDAQ higher by 209, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 625, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Austin Price, looking at the weather and traffic together.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on from what I can see. It's been a pretty easy going hour so far. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. Let's see. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Over the course of the next few days, highs are going to be in the low 90s, and we're going to see some clouds come in, but no rainfall chances. Just going to be partly cloudy over the next few days.
Alrighty, Facebook, Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg. What I should say is, what does Facebook, Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg have in common? That'd have been a kind of an interesting way to do that. Well, they're rolling out Meta's latest piece of wearable technology. Kind of a high-tech thing going on. I like it a lot. Madison Allworth has the details.
These are the first consumer-ready smart glasses with a built-in display. That means you're looking out on the world, but you also have a little screen where you can actually see text and other images. You have that paired with a wristband controller. You can text people, answer calls, see live captioning as you're talking to someone. And this is all part of Zuckerberg's moonshot to superintelligence. These glasses are the window into owning a piece of Meta's superintelligence. Meta is hoping this bet pays off after investing billions of dollars in the AI talent poaching war. And you're going to also have to pay a lot of money if you want these glasses. The display glasses will be sold for $799. That's starting on September 30th.
All right. And arguments on whether President Trump's tariff plan is legal will be heard by the Supreme Court in November. The focus will be on Trump using a law meant for times of emergency to impose the duties without the help of Congress. The High Court scheduled oral arguments for November 5th after it agreed to fast-track the case.
Okay, a special House Homeland Security Task Force for the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 LA Olympics held a roundtable discussion focusing on the challenge of keeping those events safe. Kevin Yurinsky has more on News Radio 92.3.
G.B. Jones is a former FBI agent in charge of security for the World Cup. He says a coordinated approach across all jurisdictions is necessary. But if that takes place,
we will reap the dividends of preparedness across all of the international sporting events, which will be hosted in the United States over the next decade.
Vaviet Morgan, who had security for the LA Olympics, talked about the sheer size of that event's security challenge.
The LA 28 Olympics will be equal to hosting 7 Super Bowls per day for 16 consecutive days.
New York Republican Andrew Garbarino said not meeting the challenge is not an option.
The stakes of this mission could not be higher.
Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And the FBI assisting in the investigation of a shooting that killed 3 police officers in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. York County authorities said the officers were reportedly trying to serve a warrant when someone opened fire. While early reports indicated the gunman was killed by a self-inflicted gunshot wound, officials say he was actually killed by police.
627, News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to the town of Century. Got themselves a brand new and looks really nice official logo.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was designed by Emily Black of Flemington to, as they say, enhance its identity and brandy. Nice job. Ben Bowell has done a nice transformation since he took over the mayor's position. And Dave Merzen is going to make a dynamic duo out of both of those. You look for Century. They're going to be doing some good things up there. New poll out this afternoon, Austin, showing many Americans losing faith in K through 12 schools. Lucas Tomlinson has more from Washington, D.C.
According to that new Gallup poll, only 35% of Americans say they're satisfied with K through 12 education. That's a record low. The nation's report cards are in and the scores are underwhelming. Here are the numbers. Only 22% of the country's 12th graders are proficient in math, only 35% in reading, and only 31% of 8th graders are meeting proficiency in science. Back in March, President Trump signed an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, which was created in 1979 at the end of Jimmy Carter's presidency. And union leader Randy Weingarten is under fire again after falsely blaming a right-wing figure for Charlie Kirk's assassination, a claim she later deleted.
Well, the Trump administration officials are closing in on a deal with China that would ensure TikTok is sold to a group of American investors. Very interesting. Here's President Trump.
I'd rather reap the benefits. I mean, the kind of money we're talking about is very substantial, and it'll be owned by all American investors and, you know, the best investors and the, you know, very rich people and companies are going to be owning it. Very straight, very legitimate companies, and really companies that love America.
All right. We'll take a look at some high school schedules for tomorrow's games, UWF schedules. We'll look at the tonight's games in the NFL tonight on ESPN Pensacola. All coming up in less than 4 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. As he gets set to attend Charlie Kirk's memorial on Sunday in Arizona, President Trump praised the conservative activist's ability to connect with younger people in a sit-down with Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
I've never seen anybody capture a group of people like he captured youth. He captured youth. It was incredible.
Kirk was assassinated last week at Utah Valley University. The suspect now faces a possible death sentence. A gunman in Pennsylvania killed 3 officers and wounded 2 others on Wednesday before he was killed by police.
at a rural home near York. York County DA Tim Barker says Matthew James Ruth had no known criminal record, but was wanted for stalking his ex-girlfriend.
We could not find any prior criminal convictions that would go ahead and make him a person not to possess a firearm.
Police recalled when Ruth's ex-girlfriend's mother spotted him at a home on a trail camera. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Miami Dolphins are 0-2. Mike McDaniel's seat was warm entering the season, and now it's on fire. And I expect the Bills to drop McDaniel to 0-3 tonight. Then after that, Miami has the Jets at home and then are at Carolina. And if the Dolphins lose both those games, I just don't see how Stephen Ross can continue with McDaniel as his head coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about the county commission and hearing so many people upset about the possible renaming of that street by Escambia High School and their decision about that, including some genuinely beautiful comments by the Escambia County commissioners on this subject. The decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air and how that relates to all the other issues of tolerance and restraint that we've been talking about a lot lately. And we talk with PPD about the graffiti bridge incident and the various charges related to it. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
number one.
Well, Mayor Reeves confirmed that he has no plans to restrict public demonstrations at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. This comes after an altercation during this past weekend that you'll get more details on in a moment. Pensacola amended its graffiti ordinance years ago to exempt the structure from anti-defacement rules. Reeves also said that the city does not require a permit for demonstrations and isn't sure a permit regime would even withstand legal scrutiny.
Number two.
All right. Good evening, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A second individual has been arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk Graffiti Bridge incident. 49-year-old Larry Wayne Hopkins voluntarily surrendered in Pensacola, went down to PPD, turned himself in, has been charged with felony battery. Previously, Troy Groh was booked into Escambia County Jail on identical felony battery charges.
Number three.
NHC forecasters say Atlantic activity is up after Tropical Storm Gabrielle formed Wednesday. Models predict it will stall off the U.S. coast with no impact on Florida. Another wave has low development potential, and the Gulf of America should remain quiet for the next week.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, huge business opportunity, economic development opportunity happening in the Pensacola area today. Actually, up in the Milton area, Leonardo Helicopter Maintenance Overhaul Facility preparing to open up those doors in Milton. News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay was there this afternoon and had this to say.
We are here at the brand new grand opening for the Leonardo Maintenance Repair and Overhaul Facility in Milton, right on Don Salter Drive. Massive facility. They got about $4 million in parts inventory on hand. They're looking to expand that to about $20 million over the course of the next several months. This will be ramping up gradually, but pretty aggressively. They've been waiting years to be able to do this, and a big day for economic development and the military, Air Force and Navy, right here in Milton. Andrew McKay for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And also on site, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright was there at the festivities.
Yeah, big change to go from what originally was just an empty industrial park that had basic infrastructure in to the groundbreaking a few short years ago, and now here we are today celebrating the grand opening of the hangar at Leonardo Helicopter. This will be their maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility for a number of different airframes and helicopters that they manufacture.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
That one lobbed into Zandalasini. Tough shot, puts it up at the buzzer, and it's no good. The Minnesota Lynx are able to hold on. They close out the series in two games, and what a gutsy effort by the Valkyrie, coming up just short as the top-seeded Minnesota Lynx survive and advance to the semifinals.
On ESPN, the best of three-game series ended in the minimum two games. Minnesota Lynx, who had a record of 0-76 in games they had trailed by at least 14 points going into the fourth quarter since the league switched from halves to quarters in 2006. The Lynx came back from 14 down at the start of the fourth to beat the Valkyries 75-74 and move into the WNBA semifinals against the winner of the series between the New York Liberty and Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix forced a deciding Game 3 tomorrow with last night's blowout win in New York, 86-60. Baseball, for the first time since 2020, the Chicago Cubs are in the playoffs. The Cubs won for the seventh time in eight games Wednesday, 8-4 over the Pirates. Chicago joined Philadelphia and Milwaukee, who have clinched National League playoff spots. American League, the Houston Astros back in first place in the AL West by a half game over the Seattle Mariners. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-2. The Mariners' 10-game win streak snapped by the Royals 7-5. Seattle is tied with Boston for the final two American League playoff spots. The Red Sox beat the Athletics in 10 innings 5-4. The Yankees, who lead the wild card by two games over Boston and Seattle, scored a 10-5 win against the Twins. New York is within four games of Toronto for first place in the AL East. Blue Jays lost to the Rays 2-1. The Padres beat the Mets 7-4. New York still a game and a half in front of Arizona for the final National League playoff spot. The Diamondbacks were beaten by the Giants in 11 innings 5-1. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right. And on Thursday night, well, Thursday night football, I should say, getting underway in just about 35 minutes here. We got a kickoff between the Bills and Dolphins for an AFC East clash. Bills 2-0, Dolphins 0-2. So very different starts to the season for them two. Coverage has already gotten underway on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola app. And once again, kickoff set for 7:15.
Okay, and let me get you set up here for the high school schedule tomorrow. Andalusia Pace, Pensacola Catholic, taking that long dreaded 10 freeway drive to Jacksonville, taking on Providence. That is a boring drive. I don't know if you've done that, but it is absolutely nothing to
look at. I have not.
It's like between here and Tallahassee being boring. Navarre at Milton, West Florida Tate. There, look, the listeners out there agreeing with that one. It's just a boring drive between here and Tallahassee. Booker T. Washington at Gulf Breeze, Panama City, Mosley at Escambia, Holmes County at Northview, Jay at Chipley. Here's your bye teams, Pine Forest, are in Pensacola High and Central. They're all off for the games Friday. UWF, of course, Saturday game, traveling to North Greenville, kickoff 6 p.m. NGU is 1-1 this season. UWF 3-0. Should be a great game for Argos.
You know, I would normally try to be objective and try to consider North Greenville, you know, maybe a trap game, but they have looked very unimpressive in their couple games so far, and with UWF just flying through, I'm assuming even on the road, the Argos got that one.
Yeah, you know, UWF is firing on all cylinders right now.
Yes, and as an alum, I'm very happy to say that.
You should be.
And we also got a college football game going on right now. Kickoff was at 6:30. Just one game on the college football slate tonight. Charlotte hosting Rice in an American Conference battle. Rice entering that game 2-1. They defeated Prairie View A&M last week. And Charlotte 1-2. They're coming off a win against Monmouth.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a middle schooler is under arrest for alleged sextortion in an investigation which started way back in February. Lillian Wu has more on this story.
There's a plea for more victims to come forward from police in Rockland County, New York, after the arrest of a male student at Fieldstone Middle School for so-called sextortion, allegedly soliciting sexually explicit photos from fellow students, then coercing the victims to either send more pictures and videos or retail gift cards to keep the images from being made public. Police believe there are potentially several hundred victims, but so far six male victims have come forward. They, like the suspect, are all under 16. Detectives say they were initially contacted via social media and thought a female online was starting the conversation. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, and a psychologist highlighting how social media can lead to eating disorders. Kathy Goodpaster, a psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, says studies show a significant association between social media use and lots of different types of disordered eating patterns. She says what social media accounts we follow are going to impact what we come to view as normal, and recommends unfollowing accounts that tend to make people feel bad about their bodies or encourage these disordered eating behaviors, and also suggests spending less time on social media in general.
Afternoon, everybody. It is 6:40. 43 News Radio 92.3. The country's organ transplant system is the focus of new reforms ordered by the Secretary of Health and Human Services after reports of unsafe practices. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says Life Alliance Organ Recovery Agency in Miami, Florida, will be decertified as one of the 35 U.S. nonprofits with federal contracts to arrange transplants.
We are acting because of years of documented patient safety data failures and repeated violations of federal requirements. And we intend this decision to serve as a clear warning.
He says long-term staffing shortages caused roughly 8 missed organ recoveries each week. According to the Health Resources and Services Administration, more than 100,000 people are on the national transplant waiting list, and 13 people die each day waiting for a transplant. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is diligently looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, I'm getting my retina's burned. I've just been so intently staring at this monitor here, looking for anything. Luckily, after all that searching, I've got nothing. The roads are looking beautifully clear right now. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for hopefully too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 72 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the next several days. Maybe sunny, partly cloudy for the next few heading into your next work week, but no rainfall chances anywhere in sight. And over the course of the next few days, we do have highs sitting anywhere from 90 to 90.
1983.
Can't frame that story any differently locally, but boy, on the national level, what a difference in opinions. Rainy weather in the plains, the west, and in the south. Janice Dean has the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across portions of the plains in the Mississippi Valley the next few days. South Florida is seeing another day of wet weather, as will parts of California in the southwest, as tropical moisture from the Pacific moves in. Temperatures still above average for a good chunk of the country, including the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley. And Tropical Storm Gabrielle is expected to strengthen the next few days, as Bermuda could feel some of the impacts over the weekend and into next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The board of Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, has elected Kirk's widow as the new CEO and board chair. Jessica Rosenthal has the story for you.
In a statement announcing Erica Kirk as the new CEO, existing Turning Point USA board members said Charlie Kirk had prepared them to survive the greatest of tests, and that they all have a role in carrying on Kirk's mantle, that the attempt to destroy Charlie's work is their opportunity to make it more powerful and enduring than ever before. This Sunday, Erica is expected to speak at a large memorial in Arizona at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale. The stadium can hold more than 63,000 people, and those interested in attending are being told to first register on the Turning Point website. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining more than 120 points, the S&P 500 gained 31, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ shot up by more than 200 points. Mark Zuckerberg unveiling the $800 Meta Ray-Ban display glasses, the social media company's first consumer smart glasses that have a built-in display. The glasses will run consumers $799. They contain a small digital display that can be controlled through hand gestures wearing a wristband powered by neural technology. Darden Restaurants today reporting mixed quarterly results as Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse helped offset industry weakness. The company also raising its full-year forecast for revenue growth. Shares of the company fell more than 9% today. Crude oil futures for October delivery falling slightly. They're currently under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
648 News Radio 92.3. A new lawsuit accuses a former NC State official of sexual abuse. Jared Max has the details on News Radio 92.3.
It's not an alleged one-off. It's a pattern of alleged abuse against a substantial number of young men. And now it's time for justice, claim 14 former male athletes at North Carolina State University. Civil lawsuit filed Wednesday against former NC State Director of Sports Medicine Dr. Robert Murphy, accused by several plaintiffs of having touched their genitals during unnecessary massages and treatments. The suit also claims that NC State athletic staff members knew of these claims but did nothing to stop further alleged abuse. Attorney Kerry Sutton stated these 14 athletes have come forward together, hoping to encourage others abused by Rob Murphy to see it wasn't just them. Sutton stated Murphy took advantage of those fears, people at every level losing their jobs, to get away with abusing what we believe may turn out to be hundreds of former Wolfpack athletes. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Starbucks workers taking legal action against their employer. Class action lawsuits filed in Illinois and Colorado yesterday accused the company of breaking the law by implementing a new dress code without reimbursing employees for the associated expenses. Multiple plaintiffs said they requested reimbursement from Starbucks to conform to the new dress code but were denied. Now the workers are seeking damages on behalf of all Starbucks workers in states where lawsuits were filed, as well as those not unionized.
That's interesting. Okay, the business of sports. Let's talk about it real quick. Professional hockey returning to Mobile. City leaders on Wednesday announced a professional franchise coming to the city's new arena in 2027. The team will be a part of the Southern Professional Hockey League, otherwise known as the SPHL, same league as the Pensacola Ice Flyers. So I can see a real nice rivalry developing there. President Trump signing a technology investment deal with the UK. Jonathan Hunt has the details from London.
This tech deal is a very big deal for both countries, according to the president.
This is very big, and I want to thank all of the incredibly talented business leaders, the best in the world, biggest in the world, here this afternoon for investing in the Anglo-American Alliance and You personify an important part of the unique national bond and really a world bond. What you've done is incredible.
Now, under the deal, companies like Microsoft, OpenAI, and Blackstone have pledged to invest some $200 billion in Britain over the next 10 years, while British companies, including GSK Pharmaceuticals, will invest in the U.S.
And Democrats releasing a competing bill to fund the government on a short-term basis. The Democratic legislation would permanently extend Obamacare subsidies set to expire at the end of the year, reverse Medicaid cuts enacted in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, lift the freeze on foreign aid funding, and restore funding for public broadcasting. It comes as Republicans advance their own proposal that maintains current spending levels with limited add-ons.
You know, Spirit Airlines has been in the news recently, not for really positive things. If you remember, a few days ago, one of their aircraft had an encounter with Air Force One.
As of all the planes
flying up there, and the air traffic controller had to tell the pilot to put down his iPad. Would you put the iPad down and fly the plane, please?
You almost hit
to your
the
left.
President.
You'll see the big blue and white airplane off to your left. Well, Spirit's getting some more, as we say in the business, more ink today. Big changes coming to Spirit. Sue Guzman has more in the report.
Just weeks after declaring its second bankruptcy in less than a year, the company's CEO says the struggling air carrier is going to cut flight capacity by 25% and eliminate jobs starting in November. CEO Dave Davis saying in a memo to employees that the focus will be on the airline's strongest markets. The exact number of job cuts not revealed. Spirit Airlines offers ultra-low-cost flights and operates throughout the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean. On Wednesday, a Spirit Airlines flight from Boston to Fort Lauderdale was forced to reroute after it was flying too close to Air Force One during President Trump's trip to the U.K. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back with one final check of your roads and weather for this evening, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or vegetable oil, is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, 6:55, News Radio 92.3. That'll make you feel good heading into this Thursday evening. Thank you so much for having us on. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on. That's how it's been for the majority of this hour. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny, partly cloudy over the next few days. No rainfall chances in sight. That's how it's been for a while now. Going to have highs sitting anywhere from 89 to 93 over the course of the next several days heading into your upcoming work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Madonna revealing a new dance album. Oh, boy. She's actually gone back to her old label, Warner Records. Michelle Polino all over the story for you.
Madonna is heading back to her roots with a brand new dance album and a return to Warner Records. The Queen of Pop announced she'll drop her first album in 7 years next year, reuniting with producer Stuart Price, the force behind her 2005 classic, Confessions on a Dance Floor. Madonna, who launched her career at Warner's Sire Records in 1982, called the deal a homecoming. In a statement, she said, "Since the beginning, Warner Records has been a real partner with me. I'm happy to be reunited and look forward to the future, making music, doing the unexpected, while perhaps provoking a few needed conversations." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, and singer Jessie J preparing to drop new music in November. She announced her sixth studio album, titled Don't Tease Me With a Good Time, in a post on Instagram, and it comes as she navigates life following a breast cancer diagnosis from earlier this year. Last month, she revealed she had to cancel and postpone her tour dates in the U.S. and Europe to focus on her health. However, fans can pre-order the album, and there are special signed editions available.
Well, Cracker Barrel's in a darned if you do, darned if you don't position here. Let me just explain. They are experiencing a drop in business after an attempt to rebrand. We're all aware of this. And then they went back to, of course, the original concept. Jeff Locke has the details from Festerville Traverse, Pennsylvania.
It's the first opportunity to see what kind of a hit the company took, you know, fourth quarter earnings before the controversy. But they did reveal, since it all happened, about 8% traffic decline at Cracker Barrels across America. Today, I think we're looking at about 6% down after the announcement of earnings. And then for the month, 20%+ down in terms of the stock. What was everybody so upset about? Well, how about bright lights, white walls, farmhouse chic, if you want to call it that, new booths? Yeah, they tried to update Cracker Barrel, and people who like to eat there didn't much care for it. The thing I think most people got upset about was the fact that they changed the logo, got rid of the old Southern man sitting on the Cracker Barrel.
And protesters gathered in Hollywood today. Comes a day after Disney-owned ABC Television indefinitely suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live due to the comedian's comments about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. The protest, organized by RefuseFascism.org, is calling for Kimmel to be reinstated immediately. The group also plans to march on Washington, D.C. in November to call for President Trump to step down.
All right. Chicago is, a euphoric situation. That is, if you're a Cubby fan, if you're a White Sox fan, maybe a little different story. Cubs going to the playoffs. Joe Morgan has more.
The Cubs will be playing in October for the first time in 5 years. Chicago clinched a postseason berth for the first time since 2020, beating the Pirates 8-4. The last time the Cubs made the playoffs, their celebration was muted due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so the champagne flowed on Wednesday. With 10 games remaining in their regular season, Chicago is 5 games back of the Brewers in the NL Central, but they do hold the tiebreaker over Milwaukee if they are all tied after 162 games. The Cubs have won 4 in a row and 7 of their last 8 and sit at the top of the National League wildcard standings with a record of 88-64. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for Anemone. The film marks 3-time Oscar Best Actor winner Daniel Day-Lewis's return to the big screen after retiring in 2017. The film is directed by his son, Ronan Day-Lewis. Anemone hits theaters on October 10th.
Okay, don't forget tonight, National Cheeseburger Day. Take your mama out and give her a cheeseburger.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we're going to be back. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Be here, please. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.